Join me, Tennessee, and Pat Micheletti at Dugarrell's in Hastings from 7 to 9 p.m. on Friday for bubble hockey. Watch Minnesota take on Detroit, enjoy drink specials, and have a shot to win prizes playing bubble hockey. KFAN.com, keyword events. When I grow tired of you,
never my love. I remember the moment you added this to the Common Man bumper music playlist, and I immediately threw it into my top 100, right? It's there already?
I'll have to check.
Yeah, I think we placed it there immediately. If we didn't, it should. We're at 78, I think you said. I want to wrap this up. I mean, it's been a while since I started my top 100. How many years now? 4 years? You did it in about 2 days. It took me about 2 decades. I'm trying to put together.
We did it last summer.
Right, my top 100 song. I think it was 2 summers ago, actually.
You think it was 2 summers ago?
Yeah, I think it was 2 summers ago. I don't think it was last summer. No! As a matter of fact, when we first came up with this, it was going to be strictly what? Digital.
Find it only on the Common Man program page. Digital.
And I was going to write a snippet, like a paragraph, on every song. And I remember I did like 10 songs, and I wrote like a paragraph. But then I became, as you know, bored and disinterested, and then I stopped. And then I thought to myself, well, if I was going to do that, I could have, like, added 4 or 5 songs and just wrote a paragraph about one of them, right? I didn't have to write about every single one. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. And generally, if it's all or nothing, I take nothing, as you well know. I rarely, if my choice is all or nothing, I'll do nothing rather than everything. And I'm an all or nothing kind of a guy, generally speaking. But was that in the list?
Yes, you had it at number 73.
It was. You sent me
79 overall.
Did you first alert this to me, or did I alert you to it? That it is official now.
Alerted me.
I alerted you. The San Diego Padres, who, by the way, is it Fowler? Is that the name of the guy? Fowler Fiduciary.
It wasn't going to be financial.
No. Is it fiduciary?
I don't even know what that word means.
Fudiciary. Fiduciary. Fowler.
Fiduciary.
Fowler.
Fiduciary.
Well, look who just walked in the door. Look who's here. It's J-Lew.
Nice.
J-Lew, what are you doing here?
Well, I just got done with the L.A. Open, so I thought I'd...
You were out at the L.A. Open?
No. I missed the cut, and so I got home
early. Right, and you got home early.
Yeah. Riviera's tough at 18, you know, up the hill.
I texted somebody over the weekend that's my... I don't know why. I mean, I'd rather play... If I could pick one golf course that I haven't played, I'd want to play the Augusta. But after that, I love the look of Riviera. No, I've never played Riviera.
I walked it with Jack Nicklaus.
You did.
Well, okay, me and, you know, 400 other people.
Right, okay.
In 1981...
Wait, hold on, let me give you your first one.
There you go.
Of the day.
1981, and in those days, as you recall, 18 was 456 yards up that ravine, up the hill, but they were playing Balata balls in Persimmon Woods. One day... Against the wind, howling wind, Nicklaus hit 2 woods and came up short on the 18th green.
2 woods and came.
Now remember, it's Persimmon
yes.
Woods and Balata. So, but that's a pretty steep hill on 18. Now it's like what 480?
Yeah,
up and around the hill, and they're hitting.
Well, and it's one of the most recognizable if you watch golf, recognizable fishing holes, just because you look up at the wonderful clubhouse and the dog.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it is a beautiful place. You've been able to play much golf?
I have not. I'm going to play more this year. I have a feeling.
Yeah, because...
Rumor has it I have a little more time on my
Yeah, head. The rumor has it you lost your election. A bitterly contested, close election.
They're depressing moments in your life, but seriously, between you and me, Common, the single most depressing moment is actually being here with you.
Wait, hold on a second.
That's
yeah,
good.
I get that.
That was
yeah.
pretty good.
For a couple of different reasons. One, because you didn't win until you're with me.
Right.
I get
it. Could be worse. We could be playing golf together.
Yeah. We've done that before.
Yeah.
A couple of times.
We'll have to do it this summer.
But you would like to tee off at 9 or 9:30. I'm a 6:30 in the morning guy. Maybe we'll have to just split the difference and start at 8.
Okay. That sounds good. Looking forward to that.
So you lost to the opponent that you
right.
won against
yep.
the first time, right?
Yep. 2016.
It was 2016.
Right? So, yeah, it was a blue wave. There's no question about it. But that's the way the cookies crumble. Decompressing now, getting things in order, and who knows what the future has in store.
Did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it. I did enjoy it because, and this is one of the reasons the other side was so energized, we were actually getting a whole lot of stuff done.
You were?
We went there. Funny you should ask. We went there and exercised 16 congressional review acts to undo things like the stream buffer rule.
I like the buffer rule.
I know you did. Can you tell us about it?
Well, not a lot right now. But
yeah, you might want to look that up during the break.
Yeah.
WOTUS, the Waters of the U.S. rule, all those things which really jump-started the economy. Prior to the 115th Congress, one CRA was ever used.
What's a CRA?
Congressional Review Act. Basically reclaiming Article 1, where you're saying if Congress wants this rule to be in force, it ought to write it, not some bureaucrat at the Army Corps of Engineers. So you go back there and you undo the regulation and you rewrite it. So
what was wrong with the regulation? Why can't you just leave things the way they are? Everything was moving along fine.
Yeah,
we've been a country for over 250 years and things have been fine.
We were growing at 1.8%. Now we're growing at 3%. We had record job openings, record low unemployment across the social spectrum.
That was
not happening when we took office.
Yeah, but those were all because of what Obama did, and then it bled over into
Trump. It's weird how that worked.
And he's getting the credit.
It's just amazing the way that worked. Just kind of went off like a light bulb, just like that.
That's what I can't understand. And then you want it to. But another guy taking credit for other people's good works.
No. Whether you agree or not, you don't have to agree. And Lord knows the trolls that'll call in afterwards after my appearance here won't agree. But whether you agree or not, that's why the Democrats were so exercised, because we did the 16 CRAs. We passed tax reform. We did an FTA review of the Met Council. We did VA Mission Act, promised for decades. We got it done. So if you look at the amount of legislation we actually accomplished, over 1,100 bills, it was historic. Now, if you look at the current session of Congress, absolutely nothing will get done.
Yeah.
So I was very glad to be in a Congress that actually did something.
But did what you, in your mind, what you accomplished was great. There's probably half the country that thinks what you accomplished was not good, that you reversed things that were working. So just because you were able to change things doesn't mean it's good.
You're right. And we did reverse 1.8% economic growth. Now it's 3. We did reverse that. That's pretty good. We now have the record low unemployment amongst African Americans, Hispanics. Well, why did it occur during the Trump years?
There's always a delay on all of those things, as you know. It doesn't happen. It's not like you come in and go, I deem there will be more jobs. And the next day, all of a sudden, people are taking applications and getting jobs.
Actually, that is how it works.
Oh, it does. Oh,
yes,
okay.
That is how it works, actually. Yeah, which is why we started to see this economic growth once we started remove these regulations and enact a fair tax code. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, here's a perfect. Everybody talks about the debt, which obviously is too high.
Yeah.
Spending's way too high. You've got to be across the board spending cuts, which I advocated, by the way, and that includes the Pentagon. I included all of that. However,
the Pentagon's given having less to spend now here pretty quick, right? Because it's going to go to build a wall.
I think they can afford out of $716 billion. They can guard our border.
I thought Mexico was going to play for the wall. What happened to that idea?
They will.
Oh, how so? Are they going to write us a check
soon? Well, how much does it cost for the Minneapolis public schools to educate illegal immigrants?
I'm not sure. I'm sure you have the number.
How about provide Medicaid, or not Medicaid, but medical emergency care and routine care?
I don't know. Why don't you tell
us? How about incarceration and correctional costs?
Oh, come on. Those numbers are all exaggerated.
$120 billion a year. Yeah. If you reduce those costs, you can get easily $5 billion.
Okay.
But point is, you have a fair point, and it just goes to show you, even a blind squirrel finds an acorn every now and then.
Right.
That's why the blue wave occurred, because we were getting things done. Had we been ineffective in the 115th, why no one would have cared. So I was glad, to answer your question, I was very glad to be a part of a Congress that actually did something.
Because you will have more time on your hands, will you volunteer to provide blue-collar labor on building that wall? Will you actually help build that wall?
Exactly, because that's why I got endorsed by 2 trade unions. First Republican in a long time to be endorsed by 2 trade unions in the second congressional.
I didn't even realize.
Yeah, the Operating Engineers and the Carpenters Union endorsed me, because I don't want to, you know, put the refinery out of business. I actually want to have jobs in the 8th District and the Line 3 Enbridge pipeline. You know, energy's a good thing unless you're a new green dealer.
So you think the new green stuff is all just a lunatic liberal conspiracy theory, that really that there's no harm done to the
no, of course not. I think it's a good idea to ban airplanes.
Yeah. Who's asking to ban airplanes?
Well, AOC did until they had to take down her frequently asked questions that they put up. Their idea was, you didn't see the Green New Deal?
Well,
the details of the Green New Deal?
Was there a way to travel across the country before planes?
Sure. I used to take the train to Europe all the time.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got the train.
Yeah, right? take it to Hawaii.
Well, you could take a ship to Hawaii.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, why not? There's plenty of ways. You don't have to fly.
No. You're saying you don't have to fly. What about you?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm flying later this month.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Next month, that is. Going out to Florida.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Play on a golf course that is polluting the ocean, I suppose, because of the herbicides and all that. I can have green grass.
Flying down there and all those carbon emissions and all that stuff.
So you don't think, do you think man-made emissions have any detrimental effects to the environment or none whatsoever?
Well, I think the earth is warm, but when I was a kid in the 60s and 70s, we went through a really, really cold period. I mean, this sort of winter we're having now in February, this sort of climate change winter we're having, polar vortex, which apparently, did you know that the polar vortex up until this February never ever occurred in history before?
Well, no, I think it did. It's called the Ice Age.
No, it's actually occurred, I don't know. Every winter throughout history.
Yeah,
and it's so funny to listen to some of these folks say, polar vortex, right, this is the first time it's ever happened. Well, no, it's called winter.
Yeah.
But the point is, we were very, very cold in the 60s and 70s.
Right.
And then the earth warmed up in the 80s and 90s. And so that's why they call it, you know, climate change, because the climate changes.
So you don't think there should be any anti-pollution laws and regulations.
No.
Should I just be able to throw stuff anywhere? It's just going to disintegrate into the earth.
Externalities are horrible.
Okay.
There should be regulations for pollution.
Okay.
But the pollution ought to be real.
So you don't think that when all the emissions from cars and factories has any detrimental effect whatsoever?
No. Gosh, emissions from cars are down about 96%.
They
in the
are?
Last 40 years, yeah. If you take a look at the particle pollution, way, way, way down.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
But there's more cars now than back then. Wouldn't that make a difference and even it out? Because back then, the time you're talking about...
No, the old. You ever heard of the 83-83 rule? You ever heard of that?
The 83-83 rule, is that something from golf? Or?
No. Okay. It's actually what you shot on the back nine the other day. But 83, and you did so well, you did it twice.
Yeah,
I would have started over. That's right. 83-83 rules, most cars built before 1983, this goes back a few years, were responsible for over 83% of the pollution. Our emissions are way, way down on nitrous oxides, on particle pollution, on all the things that are real pollutants that need to be controlled, and I certainly support regulations on that.
But if it's not harming the environment, why did we put those regulations on? Why would you approve of that?
Those pollutants do harm the environment.
How so?
Remember the smog? You remember the haze you couldn't see?
You can't just put a surgical mask over your face and walk around.
I know, you don't want that kind of thing. I know you like pollution, but I actually think we ought to do something about real pollution. Now, the question becomes, what's real and what isn't?
So what is real and what isn't?
Well, just what I described was real.
So that's real and what isn't. Okay.
Now, in some quarters, your show is considered pollution.
Well, some quarters. That's everywhere you go.
We'll leave management out of this.
But instead of a surgical mask, they use earplugs. And it's been very, very effective.
So what have you been up to, anyway?
Trying to get you going. Been spinning my wheels here. But things are well. I mean, I remember there was a guy that once was here that had nothing but doom and gloom predicted for my career here for the entire company. Now we seem to be doing well.
Who's that? Chad?
No.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you. Basically tell me, get out of the business now, Common, because we're going under. We're still alive and well. Now and then I know it's kind of hard to tell, but we're still alive and well.
You're out of bankruptcy, right?
Yeah. Well, sort of, kind of. But everybody,
Common's the only guy I know that thinks bankruptcy is a good idea.
Well, yeah, but many companies have filed for bankruptcy and come out stronger, don't they? Do you remember?
Reorganization.
Yeah, reorganization.
That's right.
Didn't Obama save the economy and the auto industry back in 2008? Was it when he bailed out? Remember when Washington bailed out the auto industry?
Are you for bailouts now? Corporate bailouts? Is that common, man?
Well,
what's so common about that?
Well, if it's to help, if in the bigger picture,
what other corporations you want to bail out?
Well, no, here's my.
You're probably for reinsurance bailouts too, aren't you?
Here's what you don't understand about me. See, I walk the straight and narrow. I'm more of an Ayn Rand guy. You're not
Ayn Rand, but no, you're not.
I'm an Ayn Rand.
You're an A, all right.
Yeah.
You're look.
See, no, I'm more of a centrist. You're a crackpot conservative.
No, you've got a simple philosophy, and I appreciate it. Yeah. It's whatever's good for common is my philosophy.
Ask not what the common man can do for you, but what can you do for the common man?
And haven't we all done enough? Haven't we all done enough?
Well, you haven't done enough yet. You have to do more. You've got to get me on to Riviera.
You just keep working because I'm going to get Social Security pretty soon, and I need that revenue.
I know you do. I wish we had more time. I got to go, but this was fun. Will you do this again?
No.
Well, I thought that's what you'd say. But maybe in another lifetime. Thanks, Jason. J-Lew, Mark Rosen, another crackpot. No, no, he's more of a lunatic. He's a little bit of both. He's next on The Fan.
Mark Rosen joins The Common Man.
Oh, boy.
Next on The Fan.